The deadliest animal in the U.S. isn't a grizzly bear, a mountain lion, or even a western diamondback rattlesnake. It's a deer. More than 200 Americans are killed each year on our nation's roads, hitting or swerving to avoid this seemingly harmless animal. Around 30,000 or so are injured. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports on a group of scientists trying to reduce those numbers and experiencing how solutions can sometimes be developed by chance.
Hitting a deer with your car is a fact of life in Wyoming. I've done it. It was dusk, the worst time of day for these types of collisions. I was lucky, though. I barely touched the deer, and my left headlight was the only casualty. John Oman says he's hit all kinds of animals, like this time.
In this particular case, a coyote just darted out of a small clearing in the forest.
Oman is with State Farm Insurance.
And so there was really no time to, stop or do anything preventative. It was just reactionary at that point, and of course, rather than swerve, I just ended up hitting it.
That coyote didn't survive, and Oman's car didn't do so well either. Oman says the average auto repair claim for these types of wildlife encounters is a little more than $5,000. And Oman says hitting a 300-pound deer or a 1,600-pound moose is just part of the problem.
But sometimes we end up seeing a bigger safety issue by folks being almost prideful about not hitting that deer, that elk, or that moose. And then, of course, they go off the road, or they, roll their vehicle, or, hit into an icy patch or something.
Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, and Montana are considered high-risk states for these events. In fact, Montana is number 2 in the country for the number of wildlife collisions. It's so common there, the legislature passed a roadkill law that says if you hit an animal, you can get a permit to take it home and eat it. I met Karina Genos along Wyoming's Highway 131. She's a conservation scientist with the Nature Conservancy who studies how to make roads safer for both humans and animals. She says we know the best way to do it.
The gold standard is underpasses or overpasses or both, with plenty of fencing on either side so that the animals have to go and cross the road at those under and overpasses. And those are 80 to 90% effective consistently throughout the world.
But they're also expensive and not always possible. A flat prairie is easy enough, but that's not the case on a winding highway along a steep mountain range. That's when Plan B comes into play, wildlife reflectors. You've probably driven by one and not noticed it. It's basically a series of poles on the side of the road,
which are intended to flash when headlights hit them and warn deer that the car is coming and make the deer stop and be more cautious about crossing the road.
But here's the thing. There have been a lot of studies on these reflectors, and
the results are really mixed and not very impressive.
So Reginos led a team of scientists to develop what they hoped would be the definitive study on whether reflectors actually work. And here's where things got interesting. Reginos and her team covered up some of the reflectors and left the others uncovered. The idea was to see if the reflectors really made a difference.
So we covered them with this cheap and easily available and durable material, which just happened to be white canvas bags.
Then Reginos says they used thermal video footage to look at how the deer were behaving. And to their surprise, the bag-covered reflectors turned out to be more effective than the reflectors themselves.
And we could actually see that in the white bags situation, the deer were more likely to stop and wait for cars to pass before crossing the road rather than just like running headlong into the road.
Regino says the reflection of headlights on the bags might have simply startled the deer and alerted them to the cars.
It's also possible that that looked to them like their rump patch. A lot of times deer, raise their tail and they show a white rump as a warning sign of a predator or other danger.
Regino says there is still work to be done.
I would love to find some partners to take it forward and develop like a true technology that does better than the white canvas bags and test it thoroughly and see if we can come up with something lasting and effective.
For now, Reginos has some advice for drivers. Take it slow where wildlife may be crossing and keep your eyes on the road. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.